I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday made his first public remark since Donald Trump's election as some of Vice President Kamala Harris's backers blamed the president for her loss, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some Harris allies believe the president cost Democrats the White House by waiting so long to leave the race, leading to the man he beat 4 years ago preparing for a return to office.
We accept the choice the country made.
In the Rose Garden, the president praised Harris's campaign, but did not directly address the public's seeming repudiation of his presidency. Instead, he noted his administration's accomplishments, ones he says will benefit the nation for years to come.
It's been a historic presidency.
And while he notes many are struggling with the race's outcome, democracy worked its will, and the nation will prevail.
We're going to be okay.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nigeria's major cities, including Abuja, Lagos, and Kano, suffered blackouts Thursday as the country's electricity grid collapsed in the 10th such outage to hit the power system this year. The transmission company of Nigeria says a partial disturbance of the system caused the latest round of blackouts. Grid failures are common in Nigeria, where the power industry suffers from a lack of investment. The national grid has collapsed 10 times this year. Nigeria has the potential to generate 13,000 megawatts, but can only transmit 4,000 megawatts due to weak infrastructure, not enough for a population of more than 200 million people. Nigeria enacted a law last year that allows states to generate and transmit power in hopes of unburdening the aging national grid and attracting investors to the sector. This is VOA News. Malawi, with the help of the World Food Program, has received its first shipment of more than 19,000 tons of maize from Ukraine. Lamek Masina reports from Blantyre.
The assistance to Malawi comes under the Grain from Ukraine initiative the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, launched in November 2022. Ukraine's ambassador to Kenya, Andriy Prevadik, came to Malawi to witness the food's arrival.
Malawi is one of the few African countries which supported and continue to support Ukraine in defending our sovereignty and territorial integrity, and in particular by voting in favor of all UN resolutions demanding Russia to withdraw its troops from Ukrainian territory.
Malawi is facing one of its worst humanitarian situations in decades after a prolonged dry spell blamed on El Nino severely reduced the nation's agricultural outputs, leaving 5.7 million people short of food. Lamek Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Israeli strikes reduced many buildings to rubble in Beirut's southern suburbs with two waves of strikes, one late Wednesday and another early Thursday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
At least one strike was just meters from the runways of Beirut's airport. The Israeli military has repeatedly battered strongholds of the Iranian-backed armed group Hezbollah in the Lebanese capital's southern suburbs and in the south and east of the country. Israel says it is targeting Hezbollah infrastructure and military assets while avoiding civilians. But Lebanese authorities and Hezbollah point to the widespread damage and soaring death toll. More than 3,000 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Lebanon over the last year, the vast majority in the escalation of the past 6 weeks.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Officials in Brazil say Amazon rainforest lost in the country has dropped by one-third compared to the previous year. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
That is the lowest level of destruction in 9 years. Moreover, deforestation in Brazil's vast savanna, known as the Cerrado, also decreased by 25.7%, the first decline in 5 years. Speaking after the results were announced in Brazil's presidential palace, Brazil's environment minister, Marina Silva, said, "With everything that's happening, this deforestation drop is hope that we can tackle climate change." I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.